To get to the bottom of those questions, I asked my Black friends, who are moms, and who also happen to live all over the country, to weigh in via a completely unscientific Google survey because I was tired of texting. The responses I got from these women, who unfortunately don't live down the street and therefore can't be in my day-to-day mom clique, were equal parts hilarious and heartbreaking. One mom called her local group a nice sanity check and repeated the African proverb, "It takes a village." She had intentionally joined a group specifically designed for Black mamas. Another mom, who knitted together an informal Black mom group, still said the very term was like nails on a chalkboard. Sounds like a bunch of white women doing stuff to make the world in the shape they want it for their specific kid. When asked who exactly mom groups were for, one mom answered, "Stay-at-home, gently employed white women who make goldfish crackers from scratch and decorate their front porches for every season." This same mom admitted that it would be nice to have women to get advice from and vent with, but her whack schedule wouldn't allow it. Plus, she didn't feel like being judged by type A women. That was the general perception of the women who populate the 21st century baby bee. When I mentioned maybe possibly joining my friendly neighborhood mom group, my day ones scoffed, like literally scoffed at the idea. For what? But for real, wasn't I too, Black for this? Is that a thing? Didn't I know my own kind of people with babies? What would 11-year-old Helena, who vowed never to let the sixth grade Stepford Wives in Training make her feel small again, say about all this? Would she high-five me or slap some sense into me? It began innocently enough. After I got pregnant with my first daughter, Sally, one of my colleagues at the Washington Post told me about this Facebook group I had to join, Bloomingdale Mamas. It was for all the ladies in our hood, a zip code that was basically gentrification ground zero. We had been living in a cute condo in Bloomingdale for 3 years and 3/4 of my take-home pay. Then 2 lines on a pregnancy test meant more space. And Rob and I managed to find a former party house to rent that had room for a baby. There were deep Black gouges in the dining room floor, caused by either a pissed-off dragon or DJ equipment. No 2 doors were the same in size, functionality, or style. One closet smelled murdery, and all the windows on the first floor were more decorative than operable. But it had a finished basement for my mom, who planned on moving in to help us save money on daycare for a few months. Who were we kidding? We were never going to be able to afford daycare. The new house was on a quiet street, curved like a rainbow, and lined with single-family homes. The block was dotted with elm and red maple trees. I know this because I looked them up. Grown-ups know the names of trees. One giant American elm shot up some 60 feet right in front of our house, like a gnarly hand pulling down the sky. Tree-lined. That's a thing. We could carefully step out onto the rotting wood of our Wardman-style porch and hear birdsong instead of the homeless man a cappella group in residence at the last condo we rented. It felt suburban. It felt like a step up, even with all the cracks. It felt like the kind of place parents would live. So the Bloomingdale Mamas, the online chrysalis from which I would emerge, transformed. Because if it was all about the mothers of the neighborhood, the perfect backdrop to the family photos of the future, then I was all in. I had to be. Wasn't this my identity now? Helena, soon to be mother. Helena, in charge of vacuuming a 3-story house and looking out onto our malaria swamp of a backyard and envisioning children therein. Helena, the grown. I joined the Mamas a full 5 months before my firstborn arrived. After sending the group's moderator a message with an embarrassing exclamation point to sentence ratio, This was my first post. Lost keys. I'm blaming my Prego brain on losing our old house keys somewhere along First Street between Channing and Florida Northwest. If anyone happens upon them, they've got about four actual keys, one black electronic key, and a Washington Post key ring. Please ping me. Thanks. I was announcing myself. Pregnant. Check. Lives in a house, not an apartment. Check. Has a big, important job. Check. Is very fun and self-deprecating. Check. What was happening to me? Was I so desperate for validation from randos? Yes. Yes, I was. Thankfully, that post got zero likes, hearts, sad faces, or comments, which further proves the theory that obsessively checking Facebook does not make the comments come faster. I found my keys in the front yard later that day, but I kept it pushing. The Facebook group was still a nut that needed cracking into.